The third incident, which is worth mentioning because it's even more dramatic, is that Tim had told me that he had purchased the 3 barrels of nitromethane at a racetrack south of Fort Worth, I believe. On a Sunday afternoon, he said there were like 5,000 automobiles there, and he'd gone up and he'd given his kid $1,000 cash for these 3 barrels of rocket fuel, nitromethane. I asked him if he could be a little more specific about where this racetrack was. He claimed he didn't know, just, you know, somewhere. I said, well, first of all, you can tell me every flea bag you stayed in the last 3 years, every route that you took on these trips, and you even told me that one time there was a blizzard in Amarillo and you led a bunch of people in your automobile and they're following you through some back roads over into New Mexico, but you can't tell me where this racetrack is, where there were 5,000 automobiles? Well, he said, I just remember it was somewhere off I-35. And I said, indeed, which I-35? And he said, there are two of them. I said, yes, I-35 East and I-35 West. Well, it actually turns out it's off Interstate 45. But be that as it may. I said, Tim, here's the problem. How many times do you think this young man was given $1,000 cash on a Sunday afternoon to get 3 barrels of nitromethane? I mean, don't you think he would remember that? He would remember you? Well, the FBI did find this kid, and he testified at trial. I think I asked him only one question on cross-examination. I said, would you please look around the room carefully and tell me if you see the person that gave you the $1,000 cash? And he very slowly and very deliberately looked around the room and said, no. And I said, I don't have any other questions.
Robert Kling, was that a fictitious name?
Yes, it was a fictitious name.
And Timothy McVeigh used that name?
Well, yes and no. First of all, not to belabor the point, because I wrote a book about it and my voice wasn't heard, and I don't live the McVeigh or the Oklahoma City bombing case. I mean, I had my say and I leave it to history. I've tried to assist history by giving everything to the University of Texas Library that I had. But suffice it to say, I don't accept the official version. I think it's shot full of holes. If you study the Oklahoma City bombing carefully, you come up with probably 8 to 10 people that are involved. Clearly, Lori Fortier was a co-conspirator, as was her husband. And Lori Fortier testified that she typed Robert Kling on a false driver's license, laminated it, and gave it to McVeigh. Now, the name Kling comes from, and I've forgotten the name of the story now, but my assistant immediately caught the significance of it, and I'm sorry I don't retain it. So the question is, did McVeigh rent the truck? Well, given the descriptions of the three people in the building about who rented the truck, it's hard to imagine that was Tim McVeigh, because their descriptions don't match Tim.
It turns out that John Doe number one had been a guest at a nearby motel, the Dreamland Motel in Junction City. But the name he used was not Robert Kling, but it was Timothy McVeigh.
Yes.
He gave his home address as Decker, Michigan.
Yes.
So the FBI then goes to Decker, Michigan, where they find the Nichols farm, home of James Nichols, the older brother of Terry Nichols.
Yes.
So that's how Terry Nichols comes to this story. And then, how was it they traced Timothy McVeigh, who was already in jail in Noble County?
There's no question that Tim McVeigh checked into the Dreamland Motel. The question is, why would Tim McVeigh, on that Sunday before April the 19th, or maybe it was Friday before, but in any event, a few days before, use his own name when allegedly he had false ID showing himself to be Robert Kling? And more importantly, why use James Nichols' address? Because all that does is tie it right back to James Nichols. Clearly, Tim McVeigh went out of his way to protect James, James's other brother, and Terry Nichols, all three of them. Emphatically, he went out of their way. I can't speak about the third brother, but I think clearly a strong case exists that James Nichols and obviously Terry Nichols were involved. But they do find out that James Nichols is there, and they find that Tim McVeigh is in the Noble County Courthouse. According to the official story, an ATF employee puts McVeigh's name in the NCIC register, and it turns up that he's in custody at Noble County.
So the FBI, ATF, believed that they had found the bomber.
Yes, or at least one of the bombers.